Hello and welcome. I am so thrilled to be able to be talking with Agata Lowy, and I'm sure I have said your name wrong right from the get-go, and I have known you for so long, but Dr. Agata is how I think of you. You are such the consummate sexologist, and I'm so excited that I'm getting a chance to talk to you about why we end up in Poland every year to lead these amazing international trainings. And the reason is you. And it's just such a pleasure and such a treat to be able to have you on this call to talk about what it is that we're doing at our international training hub in Warsaw, Poland, and beyond at the retreat center where we lead our five-day experiential intensive called Aspects. So thank you, Dr. Agata, for being on the call. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Patty. And you know how great honor it is for me to host you and Dr. Robert. Now it will be our fourth time in Poland, fifth? I think four.
Wow. Our fourth year in a row.
Fourth.
Really? Yeah. It's amazing. And it's really your energy and your vision that started this phenomenon of having this amazing opportunity for people to come to Warsaw, Poland, and to the retreat center so that we can actually have the ability to bring people from all around the world for SAR trainings, for Aspects, for the amazing experience of being in this beautiful city that you have called Warsaw. So where did this all start from? Where does the idea of offering a SAR and even Aspects come from in Warsaw? Tell us about your inspiration.
Well, first of all, I was a graduate of the Institute in San Francisco where I met you, right? I remember we were sitting in the main room talking to Dr. Ted, and Dr. Ted said, Dr. Patty, meet Agata. She's our student from Poland, and Dr. Patty is doing this amazing SAR in Amsterdam next year, so maybe you should, I know that Europe is like a small country for many people, so like flying from Amsterdam to Warsaw is like more or less 1.5 hours, so it's nothing for me. And I was really great, like, this was my inspiration. That was the amazing chance to work by your side, see how you do. Exactly, because the SAR at the Institute, it takes seven days, and it's kind of different because it's a part of the program. And the one that you did, you managed to get people from all around the world, and I've met people who did SAR not once, not twice, but four times, five times, doing SAR almost every year. Which gave me this idea that if some experienced sex coaches, sexologists, psychotherapists are doing SAR so often, then there must be some amazing power in the training itself. Because before I knew what it meant for me to be a part of SAR and the whole sex community. And I came back to Poland after finishing my studies, and I was thinking that it's unbelievable how much work we have to do, like, in sexology, in the field of sexology in Poland or in Europe, because people have no access both to the formula, to amazing knowledge that you're transmitting. So I thought, if I learn how to do it, maybe one day I will be able to do it here in Poland by myself, but and it would take me ages. And after Amsterdam, I thought that Amsterdam is so expensive and Poland is so much cheaper and so many people would actually benefit and I can make it happen. So I remember that next year after we decided to do a SAR in Poland for the first time. And we got a group of people, and now it's a yearly event. It is recognized in our academia. It means that many people who participated in first SAR edition in Poland, they told their students how influential it was for them. So now it's just happening. We just say SAR in Poland, and people from Europe fly to Poland because they know it's easier for them, time-wise and economically-wise, to go closer to their cities. If you're in Europe, it's not that easy to fly to U.S. To go to the program. So that was the first idea. to make it more practical, because I know how much effort and time it took me to fly back and forth to US to finish my diploma. And I know that many people don't have a chance or access to do it. So that's how it's happening now. That's how the institute in Poland started growing.
And it's
mostly because of you and Dr. Robert, who showed Polish psychologists and psychotherapists that you can think differently. You can see how this profession of helping in sex fields or sex with sex issues and concerns, how you can do it more positively, not like focusing on a dysfunction or, you know, DSM or ICD classification.
Yeah.
You can be more productive about it. And also just one more thing, because I'm thinking how little time people focus on their own limits, boundaries, and their own attitudes towards sexuality. We are also human beings who not only have clients, but we also sometimes have problems. And we sometimes are triggered in therapy by our clients. So that's why SAR is so important, I think, in general.
Well, I love what you're saying, and it's so interesting because you've reminded me that we actually met in the room at the Institute in San Francisco, and there was this instant alignment that we had in our values about bringing positivity and sexual healing and wellness and really changing the paradigm away from pathology. I know that's our alignment, and you've done so much in Poland and really as an international figure. So and there we were sitting in our first international SAR at the home, the bed and breakfast of Zaviera Hollander. And there we were, and you were small group leader. I remember this now. You were the facilitator for one of the small groups, and you had never done that, and you were worried about...
Well, hello? Can you still hear me?
For people from 12 countries, as you may remember, and we had field trips, and oh my God, it was just an amazing SAR in Amsterdam. And you were just so... ignited. I remember seeing you come alive, and I remember that you were, you know, it was very deep and emotional for everybody. It was a very powerful SAR, as all of them are, but in different ways depending on who shows up. And you said, I'm going to do this. And that was really the birth of something so huge that brought you back home to Warsaw, Poland, and inspired and infused in you this drive, this passion to continue this kind of work that SAR represents, which is so deep pathologizing and so empowering and goes so deep, yet is difficult sometimes for people. You know, if we push buttons, we push boundaries for people to really explore who they are as sexual beings, where their values, attitudes, and beliefs sit, and who they can serve or work with, and even who they are in the world. You're right. There's so much that goes on. It's so layered. So I'm so happy that you came to that room in Amsterdam and said, I'm willing to do this. Mm-hmm. And here we are today, 4 years out, right? And you have created the most amazing, I'm calling it a force field. That's what you've created in Poland, you know?
I'm learning from the best. I'm talking about
it. It's a mutual fan club here. And your institute, tell us about it, because I want people to hear who might be interested in coming to your institute, and also about, you know, when our next SAR is happening. Our only international SAR this year will be at your space at the Sex Positive Institute in Warsaw, and then I want to talk about aspects as well. So tell people about the institute, would you?
Sure. The institute is, like, at the moment I call it my baby, because this is something that is growing in front of my own eyes, how many people start coming to us. We initially started with the institute as a place to perform therapy, private practice, so-called. And more after time, we decided that we wanted to do workshops that wouldn't be workshops only for professionals, but for sex geeks, all kinds of enthusiasts of sexual well-being. So we invite teachers at the moment from all over the world, mostly from Poland, but or from countries that are around Poland. So it's easier for everyone to come, and we're breaking the shame and stereotypes about human sexuality in Poland. That's what's happening now, for now, and we'll see where it goes, because there's more and more amazing people. There's Sarah Martin, who just moved next door, basically. So there are like new ways of seeing what we can do, and anything we touch is like a pioneer stuff. Anything we do is like you tell us, I'm interested in blah blah blah. We're just looking for people who could actually perform this kind of workshop. And I was just curious, what's your opinion? Because now you're an expert on Polish sexologists.
I am. Well, you know, I'll tell you, and Robert and I talk about this all the time. We feel so strongly the sense of welcome when we come to Poland. We feel we've established real friendships, authentic connections with people that we don't always feel as we travel the world. We love people. We're passionate about people. We love the interactions. We're passionate about our mission, but we don't always feel that we make true friendships. And that's how we feel in Poland. And we also have a joke, and we say, where are the smartest people on earth? And people go, I don't know, you know, and we go, Poland, and we mean it. I think the level of intelligence, the intellect, the depth of meaningfulness that we find among people in Poland, the openness, the hunger to learn and grow, and the need, there's a revolution taking place, and you're really leading that revolution by bringing Robert and me and people like us to Poland to bring workshops and bring trainings and bring our spirit of sex positivity, and also as social change agents coming out of a repressed culture, whether it's the political repression or it's coming out of religious oppression, and allowing a fresh wind to blow so that people can open up and get beyond the pathologizing models, either the medical models or the making it mental illness and all of the isms and things that have really closed off people from being authentic and being free. Sexual freedom is really our mission, and I think we share in that. And we just, and you, the country, oh my God, your country is so beautiful. Warsaw is one of the most amazingly compelling cities, with the modern and the old world, the old center, and the art and the architecture and the diversity of people and the food. All of it. We love it. We love being with you. So I want to talk about what happened last year, because last year we had a big star. We had a star that had people from a lot of sex coju students from international countries outside of the United States came to this star. We had people from Tanzania. We had people from Africa. Another amazing one of our students who came from Nairobi, Kenya. We had people coming from London. We had people coming from all over Europe. People from the United States. I mean, it was a really rich, diverse community. And, of course, many, many Poles who came who represented the diversity of cultural norms in Poland as well, which I love. I love having our speakers. I love having the sharing that goes on. And so last year we decided to do something new and talk about Aspects. Why did Aspects happen last year? Do you remember?
I do remember something that we were thinking, that SAR, that you and later me, we've been doing SAR, and each time it's different, but at the same time, the formula is very similar. And we thought that what's missing is that some people want to go deeper, especially professionals who've been working in their professions for such a long time that they started also losing connection with themselves or being deprived of their own tribe. That means that very often we are experts, like one expert per 100 square kilometers, let's say, or more, which makes us very lonely, that we don't have mm-hmm. always access to traveling and conferences where we can exchange these energies. So we thought that maybe Aspex could be like a retreat, both for us to get this team out, but also to do some networking, to inspire each other how we work, what are our, on one hand, how to learn about different tools that we use in our working with clients, but also at the same time coming back to the basics, but in more profound way and more conscious way, which means that, for example, let me think, let's say mirror exercise. There are some things that we've done such a long time, and we don't do it anymore because when would I reevaluate my, let's say, body image stuff? And you do it now in this conscious way, years after you've done it for the first time, and you see how you've grown, or maybe what's blocking you, or maybe we forget sometimes what were our dreams because reality is harsh. So it was truly, like, I still feel that the process that started last year during Aspex is still with me. There are still things that opened up in me and are still growing. Like, I still don't know what's going to come out of it, but I feel safe. I feel safe, and I feel that without Aspex, I wouldn't be able to so fast to access some of ideas that I have about me, my future, my work, future, etc. And it got me really close with people, like both people who came from abroad. Now I feel I know them so well that I can call them whenever, and they will be there for me. No matter if it's like a love problem, work-related problem, or I need a link or referral, it's like very special connection that I have with people. And I hear from other participants that there are some beautiful friendships that got out of it. There are so many memories and like inside jokes. And it was so close to nature. It was close to the nature. It was close and far away from civilization, so we all could feel free, liberated.
You absolutely said it. And, you know, when I designed it because we were sitting after the SAR and going, we need to take them deeper. We need to give more. And we need to feel the healing ourselves. We need to feel the experience. So when I created it, I remember we sat down together and boom, out it came out of my brain. And you were like, yes, yes, yes. And what it came out to be is this deep dive into ourselves, and it's experiential. It's so not didactic. It's not a clinical training, which we did another, like a year before, we did a 3-day clinical skills training because people are hungry for more and more and more. And yet it came back to the personal self. It came back to our own need to heal the healer. And I think that's so profound, that we needed to create that space and that tribe, as you say, and allow ourselves to be in a healing, nurturing environment, which it is. The retreat center is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in the countryside in Poland. That takes a long time to get to. It takes 4 hours in the car to get there, but we provide the bus trip, so it's part of tuition to get there and to get you back to the city. And, you know, we didn't know. It was such a daring expedition as a designer and a leader, don't you think? That we had this vision, and we designed this week, 5 whole days, and we invited other trainers and people to come in to create little segments of it, like sensual movement, like some body work activities. This amazing person who is coming back this year, which is Niraj, who is one of the world leaders in biodanza. So we'll be doing biodanza movement, and someone who brought a masturbation meditation event, and we'll be replicating that, and art activities and shamanic ritual. I mean, it just was like, oh my God, we designed it and then we lived it. And I remember at the end of it, you and I were sitting there going, oh my God, I'm high from this experience, and I miss these people. And it's almost a year after, and we still miss the people we were there with. That's how deeply the connections were made. You're so right about it. And in fact, some of them are returning this year. So we're going to have some graduates come back to do a deeper dive. And we're opening this up to new people. It's very limited space, but we really want people who are listening to this to know that if you're really ready to do the SAR for grown-ups, this is the time to do it. And it's only 6 weeks away from this particular recording that we're making. And so this is the time to really step into your power and make that commitment, right?
Especially, it's still not too late to book a flight. And
exactly.
Everything is included while you get to Poland. And what happens is, I feel like believe me, I've done workshops for many years, and most of us have. And this is the one that actually combined the something that is what is very important for me, which is like the brain, head stuff, and body. Because usually you have either or. You either get intellectual or you get into the body, let's say, movements or whatever, something linked to body work. And
yeah.
And here it's kind of like proportional, that this is like the training that I can't even speak about it, because it's like, you know, about SAR, how people you are not allowed to know what's happening during the SAR. So I feel like even talking about aspects, it's so sacred and at the same delicate and in, it's in my body, it's not in my brain. I can't explain what aspects is as a process, but it's very deep and very transformational.
Yeah, you're right. And
yeah.
And it is described on my website at drpattybritton.com. Under a training events, aspects has its own page, and we say a lot about the journey that people go on. But I think that what's so profound is the reverberation effect and the courage that is really evoked in a room, and the sense of sacred embodiment. Those are the things that I long for as a sexologist, to replenish myself. And even as a leader, I went through profound and deep shifts and changes and confrontations. I'll say that. You know, there were aspects to aspects that were challenging for me as a person, and that's what's so amazing about offering this program. What do you think was your biggest surprise after the first version of aspects that we did last year that maybe could inform people about this year? Anything?
Well, I can't talk about other participants, but I can talk about me.
Yeah.
And I think that I was the biggest surprise for myself, because I have certain imaginations or visions of who I am, how I feel, what are my values and my rules. Of even though I know I push my boundaries, I have this idea about what I should or shouldn't do. And in here, I felt free enough to see how I feel about me and maybe question my values again. But what I really want to be clear about, it was all, it has value for me. That was the biggest surprise.
Yeah.
That I can still surprise myself. Yeah.
And even as the trainer, you know, we were the leaders and the trainers and the co-facilitators. What's so fascinating is that it touched us personally. We were part of the space, not holding the space, as we did hold the space, but we also were in the space. And that's a very delicate role to play, isn't it? And makes it different from other trainings that we lead, where we're like, you know, standing with the newsprint or at the podium or with the PowerPoint or, you know, in our nice business clothing, and everybody else is taking notes on their tablets or their paper. And I think that's what makes it so different, that it's designed as experiential journeying, and it is a deep journey. What else would you want to say? Like, who should think about coming to this? Obviously, all of our Sex Coach U students, if they can find the time and the resources, should be there.
There are some people who call me, like, say, yeah, I want to do aspects. So I ask them, what about their work, about their experiences, and sometimes there are people that don't seem to be ready in a way.
Yeah.
But it's like it's for grown-ups and conscious and responsible, like sex positive people who like to go deep, because it is very deep. So I suggest that it's great for people who like to go further, like in their own brains, or people who want to know themselves more. And who like to think critically about their own work, because there is no given truth or universal statistics or whatever. Sometimes it's about intuition and about self-trust, self-confidence. And I think there are no trainings where you can actually learn it. And in here, you can actually touch it and start the learning process. That's what I would say. So I wouldn't recommend it for people who are not working with human sexuality, but if anyway we are, and we've done SAR, and we do work in our communities, or we're building a community, this is the place to be, definitely.
And you're right. You're right. And
there are so many different directions in sexology, or let's call it sexologies or sex sciences, sex fields in sciences, that this is for people who are willing to be a part of the umbrella of sexology. That's my idea. For pioneers, for advocates, for the leaders of groups, leaders of communities, which I believe most of us are. If we are working with human sexuality, we are usually the only ones in our close circles. Maybe if you live in San Francisco, it's less so.
Yeah.
From my experience, most people are pretty lonely out there somewhere.
They
in their
are.
Yeah.
They so are. And also, you know, the retreat center has its own energy and its own spirituality. It's a very sacred place. It even has a, you know, a stone circle, like a druid circle. and the spaces, it feels like I'm in a pyramid, and there are catacombs, and there are sacred world spiritual leaders whose pictures are on the walls, and it's all vegan, and the rooms are just charming and delicious and delightful. It's really a special experience. I can't wait to come back. Well, I'm wondering, is there anything else you'd like to share with our Sex Coach You community, or sex therapists who may be listening, or other sexologists, or medical or healing arts professionals?
First of all, for me, when SAR and aspects happen, this is when my dream comes true, that actually the San Francisco vibe comes to Poland. So I have no right to say the green is always greener, because now actually those are the days and weeks when grass is as green in Poland as it is in more liberated places. So it's like a great gift for me when I can meet new people who actually come closer to me. So, because very often I feel that Poland might not be as interesting as other countries for other people. And this is occasion for me to promote my country as well, which is...
It is.
It's not like I don't like saying, please, please come, you'll see. But most of the time when people come and see, they fall in love with Poland. And that makes me like my country, because I didn't like Poland back before. Now I'm learning how to stay in one place and like it.
I love it. So you're not leaving.
Yay!
So I want to point people to the website page for Aspects, and you can go to drpattybritton.com, drpattybritton.com, and you can click on events and go to training events, and you will see Aspects. And the dates for this year are May 10th through May 14th. You need to be in Warsaw the day before, because we offer a van transportation, a bus to take you on May 10th to the retreat center, which is a 3.5 to 4 hour ride to the beautiful countryside at the height of spring. And then Saturday we end our last day at 3 p.m. and our bus or our van picks you up and takes you back to Warsaw. So you have to accommodate yourself around those dates. And our SAR is the weekend before, the 7th and the 8th, in the beautiful Sex Positive Institute you created in Warsaw, one of the best neighborhoods actually. And we do have a few seats left for the SAR, and we have 6 seats left for Aspects. We already have people coming from 4 different countries, and we know some of them are amazing. We know them. They're amazing people, and we welcome anyone else who's interested to check us out. Is there anything you want to give as a contact for you as we're speaking for Polish listeners?
Sure. Please go to www.sexpositiveinstitute.pl. This is our website. We are still building the English version, but some information are already there. And if you want to contact me, just add me as a friend on Facebook, and I'm there, and I'm here actually to answer all of your questions and make friends, because I'd love to meet you all. I don't know who's listening, but
that's so great.
It's a huge part of SCU community. So
it is. And tell them how your name is spelled so they can find you on Facebook.
It's my name is AGATALOEWE. That's me.
Beautiful.
And to be honest, I'm so excited that I'm just already counting the days, because I really want to spend time with you. It's like my family is coming.
I know. We're your sex mom and dad, Robert and I. In an intellectual and emotional way. I want to be very clear about that. But we love you, and we love this work, and we're really honored and blessed that we have you, Agata, in this world to do this work and to bring us to Poland once again for our 4th year in a row to deliver this exciting opportunity for people. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We know that from last year, and this, you know, we don't know if we'll be offering this again the next year. You know, we have other demands and other things that we do. So if this feels resonant for you listening, get on it and come and join us. So lots of love to you, sweetheart. We will see you in, I don't know, 5 weeks or so, right? And anything else you want to say? I want to thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Let's just, we'll be Skyping more often these days.
That's right. All right. Thank you again. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.